The Art of Work, Section 7. So how can we gain anything from our toil if these seasons of life keep us constantly working? God confines our busy lives within the framework of time, but also plants eternity in our hearts. This makes it impossible for us to figure out what God is doing from the beginning to the end. I clearly see there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves for as long as we live. Each of us has been given the opportunity to eat and drink and find satisfaction in our work. That is God's plan for us, and we cannot add to or subtract from His design. It fits us perfectly, for it achieves God's purpose and causes us to honor Him. That's the way it was in the beginning, and it is the same today. Our future is rooted in the distant past, for God's intent for us is consistent. In the previous section, we noted that Kohelet's time poem is often used to teach concepts that are neither part of his famous poem nor part of his overall teachings. In today's section, Kohelet reminds us of his ongoing quest as he states again that he has set out to determine if there is anything of lasting value from all our hard work under the sun. He notes that the seasons of life keep us continually busy, and in that light, we should really consider what is happening in our daily lives, for this is where we are right now. Each of us, in this particular day, will have the opportunity to enjoy the blessings of the day and to find satisfaction in our work, not because of our work. The idea of working for the weekend or working to get paid so we can use our money to do things we really think are meaningful is not only a waste of our days, but it also flies in the face of the very purpose of our lives. Kohelet alludes again to those words in Genesis where God restricts our lives to working for our daily bread until we return to the dust. He reminds us that God's plan cannot be defeated. The purpose is always to bring us back to consider our relationships both with God and with others, as we cannot and never will get ahead in life. It seems we are perpetually in the cycle of working for the future, realizing it doesn't pay off, regretting the lost time, and then trying again to stay focused on the things that matter most in our lives. There's a popular song that says, "I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really got to do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and I don't know why." So many of our songs, our movies, and our books speak to this ongoing tension, for this is the place we now live. This is today, and the challenge is to find joy within it, not in a goal we are working for tomorrow. My name is Vance Newdorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, theartofwork.ca, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thanks for listening.